In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Hard salami's okay, but it's not as good, right? Although, maybe if you're French vanilla, you'd be like hard salami.
You mean the best vanilla?
The fake vanilla.
The real, the delicious
the
vanilla?
The fake vanilla.
The creamy vanilla without sand and dirt in it?
It's Mike Shope.
I like that
sand
one.
Sand and dirt. The beans?
Yeah.
The
yes.
Specks?
Yes.
Are the problem?
It's granular.
The actual what
it's
vanilla is? The absolute worst take you've ever had. Because it's on different levels of offensiveness.
I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
And the Bulldog.
Maybe when you first made the ice cream, they were interested in making it, I don't know, good, and added cream to it to make it creamy, like thus ice cream, not ice sand. Ice gravel.
People, what do we even do?
I mean, what are we talking about?
Help.
Police! Help! Police! Help!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
To your calls again in just a moment. Look at the playoff picture. What do you see? Hearing from fans the last 2 days that kind of like how it looks, even with the Bills 2 games back of their opponent Sunday, New England, 803-0550. I like this from Steve Palazzolo today, not to turn it into a Chiefs conversation. We were just talking about, like, one guy had a hypothetical, would you rather have the one and have Kansas City in the playoffs or not and not? I chose the former.
I would choose one, yeah.
But for all the time we spend harping on what the Bills haven't done right in terms of their roster build, here's Kansas City at 6-7, and there's plenty being said about what they don't have, whether that's good enough receivers, you have that, their line has broken down, just even in terms of their offense alone. Steve writes, seeing all the questions about how the Chiefs are not building around Mahomes, here's what they have done. One, built a defense that is number one in points per game allowed since 2022. He's got that advantage. Mm-hmm. Their defense has been great, mostly. Two, top five cap hit in the offensive line over the last 2 years. Second this year. They've had injuries.
Mm-hmm.
They got that one guy who's always holding people, Taylor.
Or false starting. Yeah.
Or false starting.
Right.
The Simmons, people were really excited that he was ready for the season on time health-wise, but he hasn't had a season. He left them for a few weeks,
right,
and now he's hurt again.
Now he's hurt, right.
So they've tried, but they don't have it. And also three, they've drafted 2 wide receivers and 2 offensive tackles in the first 2 rounds the last 3 seasons. This is one we have with Brandon Bean a lot, which, like, why haven't you invested in wide receiver? Well, he has. That's Coleman. That's Kincaid. Has to count.
Pass catcher, sure.
And then you have the free agents. I mean, it's not Justin Jefferson, but they haven't ignored it. Like, we would have said 3 years ago they've ignored it, other than the Diggs trade, because they weren't spending those draft picks
right
on those positions. So Palazzolo makes a good case here that it's not that they haven't made efforts to do what seems obvious to all of us to support Patrick Mahomes. It just isn't working. And he finishes by writing, my entire timeline is hyping the Dolphins and rebuilding the entire Chiefs franchise from the ground up.
Yeah, there is some of that. I did see, you know, the line. I'm you know, well aware of what's going on there. I think a lot of people just follow it casually, even are aware of the injuries they've had there. And yeah, I mean, I saw Matt Verderam, who's great whenever we call on him. Just I don't know if he's ever said no when we've called him, and he's really plugged in. And he commented, someone, I don't know, one of the shouty shows, I don't know, was tweeting how, like, their line is a debacle. Like, no, their line's young. They've got young guys. They're hurt right now, but they should be in good shape. They're moving forward. It's not maybe going to come together this year because of the injuries they have, but they don't have to do any kind of wrecking ball there. The center is still excellent and young enough that he's got years in front of him, I think, Creed Humphrey. And Simmons will eventually be, I think, like he was excellent when he showed up. It's just, you know, he's had an uneven year. I don't know how much you want to hold against him and having to leave, take care of a personal matter. But he did that, and then he got hurt shortly after returning, I think. So that's really more bad luck than anything else. So, yeah, I don't buy that they haven't put a team there. I think the line probably his Simmons even specifically, because that's a spot Matt always is harping on to us, you know, the last couple of years. Why aren't the Chiefs as explosive as they used to be, aside from the league-wide trend? You know, why do they have such a, you know, hard time offensively? And it's been protecting him, and especially left tackles. I think they've got that right. It just isn't going to matter for them this year.
Your guy Worthy might not be good.
That might be right. That might be right. Him and Coleman are in a dead heat, maybe. Although at least Worthy hasn't been thrown benched out of the lineup yet.
Not yet. Here's Austin with us. Hi, Austin.
Hey, guys. A long-time listener, big fan of you guys.
Thanks.
I've been playing around with that playoff machine online all day. And, like, one thing that I keep coming back to is the possibility of the Chiefs running the table and getting the seventh seed. And the scenario that could set up, and I haven't heard anyone else mention this yet, is Chiefs going to New England and beating them, which we can all see happening. The Bills taking care of the Steelers, and then Jags or Texans, I don't know who'd win that game, doesn't really matter. And that sets up a scenario where the Chiefs can go to Denver and possibly beat them and get in the AFC Championship game as the seventh seed. Bills take care of one of those other two teams, and then we're in a scenario where the Bills they have one final game at Highmark, the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, man. That'd be pretty cool.
Sign me up.
You know, none of that really sounds that outlandish to me. I can see that happening. So.
Yeah, sign me up. Oh, sorry, Austin. Thanks. And for the compliments. I'm starting to get the feeling that we just – not to single out Austin, but he sounds like a lot of people have sounded to me lately, which is just, we just do not care or have a minute for the Jacksonvilles and the Chargerses and the Broncoses. Like, we just, whatever. And I wouldn't be so sure about that. I mean, these are going to be road games, probably.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good defenses in this conference. That's the year we're having this year. Denver, Houston, Jacksonville, even L.A. L.A.'s thing is they can't protect Justin Herbert anymore. He's playing with a broken hand.
But they did a lot of hell-raising with that defensive line last night.
They were so good, they were taking the ball away multiple times on one play.
Right.
And they won it on a great defensive play in overtime by that, whoever that was that tipped that pass. So, I don't know, like, Austin didn't call to say really any of that. Sign me up for that. Everything you said, though. You want to send the stadium out on a Chiefs Bills AFC Championship game,
right?
So okay,
right.
I'm in.
Right. There's a scenario where, like, if I'm picking and choosing my way through, I would like to avoid the Chiefs. But if you're just sitting here today saying, would you sign up for that? I mean, I'm in the AFC Championship game at home. Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing that. And I'm not that worried about whether I was the 2 or the 5 or the whatever. I just, you know, it's obviously not a one seed conversation. It's just, I've made it that far. Sure. I bring that on.
Thanks again, Austin. Here's Anthony with us. Hello.
How you doing, guys?
Great.
Guys.
Yeah.
Now, if the Bills on the table, and they tied New England during the season. What happens?
New England has to lose to the Jets or Dolphins.
So New England has to lose to the Jets or the Dolphins.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's your only chance at winning the AFC East is winning Sunday, winning the rest of your games, and having New England lose one of those division games, or dropping one of your remaining games and having New England lose them both, which good luck getting that to happen.
Right.
Andrew is next. Hi.
Hey, fellas. You kind of just hit on what I was going to talk about. You know, I think that the road games are what scares me, especially with this team. You know, we beat Lamar, we beat Mahomes, and we beat Burrow at home, and we lost to Penix, Mills, and Tua on the road. And I was looking at the stats. Allen threw for less than 200 yards, I think, in all those away games. I guess, what is your confidence level taking our show on the road? And do you have any thoughts as to why the offense struggles so much outside of the obvious, you know, road noise?
I think it's a good question. I don't have a theory. This came up earlier, and I brought it up, how they have these road struggles this year. But I'm usually not inclined to put much weight into that. It's not a big deal to me, home road, you know, splits, but it is pretty stark. In fact, I wasn't even thinking about the Houston game being Mills until you said Mills. Like, oh, that's right. You didn't even have Stroud there.
Right.
So I don't know if it's a good question to bring up, and maybe other people have theories on this. The first thing, and before I even say it, this team historically has not had this. Like, they have won tons of road games, big games, night games. This year, they just fell down in a couple of those spots. Does that have to mean they will continue to do that? No. So I don't know. I don't have a theory on it, but I started to say something else, I guess. I've never really cared about this too much. It's more the matchup. Oh, I know what I was going to say. You know, you do have the, and this was said earlier as well, the matter of pass rush with the home crowd.
Right.
And the timing.
Two of those games, Miami's the outlier. I don't, you know, that was just a messed up day. 16-0 into the third quarter. Like, what is going on there? But Atlanta and Houston in different ways. Atlanta was blitz and good disguise, and the Bills just never got there. I think being on the road played a part in that. The communication is going to be harder. Houston, I mean, I don't know. There are people that will tell you that they are a wildly different. I think maybe some of the stats back it up. They're a very different team away from home. But I don't know. Was that in evidence at all Sunday night in Arrowhead? They looked great, you know, on the edges. So it was really an inability to handle pass rush on the road. That's the toxic combo, I think, in those two opponents. And I don't know that, you know, every other road game. I mean, Denver is also excellent at that. Jacksonville's defense is good. Maybe it'll be a problem no matter where they go. But I think certainly Houston is not a place I'm eager to see them have to play again.
They should have lost, though, the Texans, don't you think? They really were lucky to win that game. Kansas City was just at its bumbling best. The Kelce play is like, here's a touchdown. And, you know, that was pretty much the difference in the game. They scored again right at the end, but didn't really need to. I don't know. The drops. I guess that in Houston's defense, or to their credit, that's likelier to happen when you raise hell like they do.
Yeah.
You're putting the Chiefs under serious pressure, but I thought they were handed that game. When that game was in the third quarter and Kansas City tied it 10-10, like, Houston cannot move the ball here. How are they going to do it? On offense, what they got, which I also think is largely lucky, is they got a couple of big third and long conversions where Stroud had to get out and still made those plays. They're good plays, but you can't survive on that. And they're not going to be at home either. That game was not a home game. still.
Right.
I don't know what I want to do with the Texans. I'm not that impressed.
I would still give them credit for just, you know, that was such a low-scoring game that, to me, the defense was impressive, regardless of if Kelce would have caught another pass.
Mm-hmm.
So
they weren't going in or anything when he caught that
right.
pass.
Right, I would still give them credit there. But, yeah, maybe being on the road is the big thing with them. Hopefully, if you have to deal with them, that's not going to be the case. And maybe that will make enough of a difference. I mean, despite how hard that game was physically for Allen and for all of us to watch. I mean, just nothing came easy. They're there at the Houston 20-yard line with a chance to score and win the game at the end. So maybe being at home, it just brings it that much more in your favor. You don't have to deal with that crowd.
Next up is Zach. Hi, Zach.
Hey guys, got to take on the matchup, but I just want to say, as much as it would be nice to be like way ahead in the AFC East, like we've been the last couple of years, I do appreciate these like matchup. Looking at these matchups, and a couple callers ago, 5-7, that's crossed my mind. I have not sure how to look up as if we had a 5 host a 7.
Mm.
Well, the 7's relatively new, but if we had a wild card team host another wild card team on either NFC or AFC. I'm curious to know about that. But I really called about the Patriots. I think May's legit, but I think they're very young. I think a couple of tougher matchups in this 10-game run for them, and they might be looking at a similar record that the Bills have. They've had a lot of luck. Randomness hasn't found them yet. They've had the injury bug is just starting to hit them. You're starting to see a little regression with Diggs, kind of like he did his last year or two here, where he gets these 3 catches for 29-yard games. And their defense has really given up a lot with that defensive lineman out on the ground.
Milton Williams, yeah.
The Bills lock in this time of year. It just seems like what they do. I'd love for the drama, you know, whether the Bills get or not, to take this to the end, all the way even to, you know, the Jets game for the Patriots would be nice, but it'd be fun to take this to week 18 for both teams, but I'm intrigued either way.
It's fun.
So weird now where I think like mediocre, middling teams kind of get to the Super Bowl, kind of like the Chiefs did last year. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know how many 7s have ever won a playoff game. I think Green Bay was a 7 when they won in Dallas. That might be the only time, but I bet there are other... I know there's like been a, what were the Rams and the Niners when the Rams went? Like a 4 versus a 6 or something like that. The Bucks were the Bucks were a 5 with Brady when they won it. They beat
the
higher
seeds. They didn't host a game, though.
No, not until the Super Bowl.
Right.
But so
we were talking about this yesterday, and look, it is not something that happens frequently, but I feel like a lot of fans are thinking this. I'm certainly thinking this with the instability maybe is not the right word for it, but the lack of familiarity, we don't have the kingpin teams up there. So it makes like, oh, sure, I could see the Chargers beating, this is yesterday, I could see the Chargers beating Jacksonville, and I could see whoever taking out Denver, and then I'm home. Yeah. It feels, and again, the whole thing's going to shuffle, and we'll see what it ends up really looking like. Baltimore and Kansas City are not dead. They both could still be in the pool, and that might change a lot about how we're all feeling about this matchup or that matchup. Not that I'm down on talking about it. I mean, it's that time of the year. You look at the standings and play with your playoff machine and have your fun and try to figure out, like, what's the easiest path. I'm doing that. And it does feel more possible this year than me. That's all I can say. I'm not telling you it's going to happen or it's got to happen. But it, because of the teams at the top not being proven playoff teams, you can see it, the upsets happening more readily, I think.
I appreciate the caller just now multiple times pointing out that this is really fun this way. I feel that way. It's definitely not the joyride a couple of other of these recent seasons have been, where it's so smooth. Obviously, it's not that, but they are 9-4. And I think it is really fun right now. There are years like this in the NFL. And the NFC is mostly the same thing, where you had the Bears as the 1 seed before Sunday. I mean, what? It's really fun this way. And to have at least the Bills and maybe other teams, Baltimore, Kansas City, I don't know, Philadelphia, who have had playoff success, have to get through on the road will be a really interesting thing, whether they can do it. I think almost any, maybe a question for Joe and Sam later in the week, almost any AFC playoff matchup you can think of right now that's realistic, or just use the ones we've got, the spread is 3 or less. Ross Tucker pointed out that the two top teams in the NFL by record, this says a lot, are both home underdogs this week. The Patriots by 1.5 and Denver by more than that. Green Bay at Denver, and Denver's like more than a field goal underdog at home. The Packers are not above losing a game like that. They lost to Cleveland. So it's a fun year.
Yep. That's 2.5 right now, I see.
2.5, okay.
Yep.
Still.
Yep.
So many different ways to illustrate it. It is fun like this. One of my favorite seasons was 1980. It's one that I often sort of watch back and kind of relive. The 80 playoffs. 79 would have been Pittsburgh Steelers, 4 Super Bowl wins in 6 years. Houston, Miami maybe, New England, Denver, you know, that group. 80 is Buffalo, Cleveland, San Diego, Oakland, Houston. 5 teams made it only. And so you, and then NFC, or 81, goes from where the Bengals and the Niners meet in the Super Bowl. They're both like 4-12. Mm. And then they met in the Super Bowl the next year. So that's, it's not like this is unprecedented, but it's fun when that happens. The Rams with Kurt Warner out of nowhere. Right. That's New England. Another point the caller made, just to get this in quickly, and maybe we'll talk about this some more, where I'm not sure I'm in agreement, I don't know how lucky they've been. Like the Bills last year had that turnover point we made constantly, how not only did they not turn the ball over, they constantly took it away. And they were top 3 in the league in both. New England is 20th in takeaways. They're not, you know, really, yep, they're not stealing games.
Mostly the thing I think you can ding New England for is who their schedule has
the
been.
The schedule.
It's been like a historically soft schedule. It's just, you know, you play who you play, but they've played a pretty soft schedule.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But they win their games pretty decisively. We had that with the Bills. We've said many times that
right,
the 1 year where they got criticized for not playing a tougher schedule, well, they were beating teams by 2 touchdowns every week. So but what really can they do about it? Just that. Make it look good. And I think the Patriots have mostly done that. I don't know what their record against the spread is. It's probably pretty good. Because the spreads have not gotten all the way to, okay, New England's great. They don't get that kind of credit. So they're not playing in big point spread games, you know, a lot of these. Remember the Giant game they just had? I think that was, what, 7.5 at home against the Giants? Was it more than that?
I don't remember what that line was, but they 33-15.
33-15. The Giants quit in the third quarter. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. Back after the update. This is WGR.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The fact of the matter is, this version of the Bills should go to the Super Bowl. And there is an odd added pressure right now in Buffalo. If the tournament starts and Lamar's not in it, Joe's not in it, and Patrick's not in it, there is a pressure unlike any other year in the past and likely unlike any year in the future. Crazy Rhino Josh Allen is the scariest version.
Nick Wright. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, you're welcome to join us. 803-0550. The Sabres are in Edmonton tonight, pregame at 8, same as last night. We've just been talking some soccer in here. Champions League today. Both of our favorite Premier League teams are having good seasons. You know where they are in the table?
I know United is tied for sixth.
6-7.
Okay. Ooh. Just about 6-7, huh?
6-7. That's how good a season
exactly
it is.
Exactly 6-7. Yeah.
I'm so cool.
Yeah.
That's already over.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Well, then I'm going to really pick up on it then.
Yeah, now is when we start
now
to let it out.
Now is when dudes like us let it rip.
Yeah. I'm thinking about also getting on Facebook.
I am just going to. I
feel like now is a good time to sign up for Facebook.
I can't even keep talking.
Sorry.
I'm going to 6-7 the crap out of everything now.
Oh, baby.
I'm going to play some golf at the dojo from here. Well, what do you think you're going to get on this last 6-7?
Yep. You really...
That's just one example.
Really getting it.
The many uses.
Yeah. So, Philip Rivers is making a comeback here, such as it is. We don't know if he'll actually get on the active roster. I feel like if I were Philip Rivers, I wouldn't want to do this if I didn't expect to get on the active... I wouldn't want to bother.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I'm just going to be practice squad. I'll just coach. So I bet he's headed to the active roster.
Yeah, I would bet he is too, but there's also a scenario where he starts practicing and has to throw however many passes you got to throw in a practice. And he goes like, yeah, nah. Nah, this
should have done that already.
It's been a long 5 years. Yeah, I'm sure, but I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if he's been throwing 400 balls a day at home waiting for the phone to ring, then I'm shame on me. And then he's prepared for this.
Well, at least we know he coaches high school, so he's around it, whether he's throwing lots of passes or not.
Not only is he coaching high school, but he's coaching high school using this style, this offense.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good for the Colts or just amazing for that high school.
Right.
What that is. They must have a great running back, that high school.
Right.
Like the Colts. So, Philip Rivers, when he was a rookie, he was a big deal in here. 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, Jeremy.
Yep.
Wanted Philip Rivers on the Bills.
He had his fans here, for sure.
As a rookie, he goes to San Diego. That's where they played then. And Doug Flutie was on that team. So, Rivers and Flutie were teammates, which is fun. Because as Brett Coleman did today, you know, Brett, he's been on our show a couple times. He's looking at the Colts roster and he's like, oh, well, how about Tyler Warren, a rookie? So as he called it, the Bacon number, as in Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
You go from Tyler Warren. I love this stuff. I love this for hockey. You had Jagr. Who made this so?
Right.
Like, using Jagr for this in hockey was like using Kevin Bacon, using JFK rather for Kevin Bacon, because that was sort of cheating because everybody's in that movie. But, you know, the hardcore Kevin Bacon game players would not have used, you're not allowed to use JFK, the way I understand it. Respect. Tyler Warren now is teammates with Philip Rivers, who was teammates with Doug Flutie, who was teammates with Walter Payton.
That's pretty good.
When Flutie played in Chicago, that was the end of Payton's career. Pretty good, right?
Yes.
You already said it. You
yes, it was really good. I did see, I didn't memorize it, and I didn't tag it for future reference. I wish I had right now because it's come up. Maybe it was even Coleman who had this, but there was someone I saw today that I follow had a list of guys who were active in the league when Rivers showed up, and like Jerry Rice is on that list.
Oh yeah,
and it's just like this name's just like, whoa,
2004.
right. It's a long time ago.
Well, with hockey, and it's the same 2000. I guess it's 506 is the season after the canceled season, where a lot of those 90s guys were still playing. Brett Hull, mm-hmm. Shanahan for the Rangers, who are some others? Maybe Iserman? Like a lot of those guys that were in their mid to late 30s played
right
in that first, the Carolina year.
They might have felt like the last year their careers got clipped and they wanted to not go out that way. Perhaps.
Yeah. So you have a lot of that then. I mean, Crosby, well, Mario? I mean, you get the point. Crosby, Ovechkin, Malkin, the young, mm-hmm. new young guns were playing against
some of the legends. Legends, right, yeah.
Maybe Sakic? I got to look up 506.
Yeah. I know Shanahan's definitely right. I'm not positive about any of their names that you mentioned there.
Shanahan's on the 07 Rangers that the Sabres beat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so is Jagr.
Yeah.
And that great goal, is it Stafford? Everybody thinks of the Drury goal from that series, understandably. But in game two, there's a Vanek-Stafford play, like behind the back, no-look pass or something.
Yeah.
And I feel like Jagr and Shanahan might have been on the ice for that.
Yeah.
Not positive.
Some people will tell you Jagr quit on that series.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't quit hockey.
No, he's still playing. He is still playing, right. But, yeah, the Sabres really did it. He was very frustrated. I know that. I don't know. You know, I can't tell you definitively that he quit. Paul would tell you, I think, that he definitively quit.
Remember a quote. Let's not ask. Right? Remember a quote from Jagr about how much fun he would have had playing for the Buffalo with that team?
Yes.
That's a long time ago. 6-7. That's the 6-7. There you go, Bulldog. There's another one for you. That's the 06-07 season.
Yep. Put it in the holster. Ready to fire at will.
JR is next. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, I'm calling because I really wanted to talk about the Seahawks and the Colts, them bringing in Phillip Rivers.
Okay.
I mean, you don't actually think that he's going to be able to perform at a high level, right?
Well, this is where I say I'm gullible.
Yeah.
So I'm not ruling it out. Should I?
I don't want to rule it out either, JR, but I mostly think it should look like a debacle.
Okay, and so like, okay, so as because I'm a Seahawks fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this like this should be an easy game. It wasn't when I first looked at the schedule, right? And I was like, okay, I was a little bit worried about the Colts, you know, when they was like, I think they was what 8-2 at that time.
Yes,
and they was balling.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying? They was balling at that time, so I was like, okay, maybe this might be a game that might be actually a challenge. And now that their quarterback got hurt, it's like they bring in Phillip Rivers from retirement, and they think that they're going to be able to compete with one of the top defenses in the NFL league.
Well, I don't know if they actually think that.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
And I don't, it might be a lot to expect him to play this week. That's this game this week. Maybe he will. I mean, if he's there and is on the practice squad and gets through some practices, then maybe they won't have a better alternative. You know, the kid that was in there to replace Jones is nursing an injury. Richardson isn't available. They've got Brett Rippon on the practice squad. They might land on Rivers with, you know, 3 days of practice being their guy, which would be incredible. But I feel like it's more like, let's get through this week and then see if we can't get you up and running. But I could be wrong. He could just go right in and play. I don't know. For now, he's on the practice squad, so we'll see. But I think he'll play at some point for them.
Joe Ostrowski this morning, they were talking about this on Bet Sweats. And how the look-ahead line, so whatever it might be, Wednesday or Thursday, the week before those games, so like tomorrow or Thursday, you get the week 16 spreads, that's Buffalo-Cleveland, whenever those come out, the look-ahead line was 3.5. With Daniel Jones, you know, healthy enough to play. He had the leg injury, but he was playing through it. For the 8-4 Colts, last week, the look-ahead line for this game was 3.5. Now it's 14. And Joe was just saying how you never see that. If, let's not use Allen, if Mahomes sprained an ankle tomorrow and had to miss their game on Sunday, Kansas City's favored by 4, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Joe would say that that line might move 7 points the other way. We had this with who? Earlier in the season, we had this with somebody. Oh, Jackson. When they were getting ready to play Houston, and he was practicing, but then actually he was practicing with the scout team, we found out, on Saturday.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And the line, I picked the Ravens in the picks. If that's the right game.
And the line went bonkers.
And the line went all the way toward Houston, like a lot. But maybe not 10.
Right.
Like this.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever... I mean, it's not something I have followed, you know, aggressively my whole life or anything, but that seems like an absurdly huge jump.
Yeah. And the Ravens did get blown out by the Texans that day without Jackson. So that was a miss for me.
I guess. Right.
That was a miss. I would not have picked them on Sunday morning, but I had them on Friday at 6 o'clock. Time out. We'll talk some more after a break. Paul Hamilton joins us on the Sabres at 6. Game time, 9 o'clock, just thereafter, tonight in Edmonton. I'm guaranteeing a win tonight.
Okay. Love to hear it.
A Sabres win, let me clarify.
Tage Thompson is plus 8,000 to get a hat trick.
I'm not doing that, but I am in the process of giving some of these Colts winnings away by doing things like betting the Sabres on the money line, which I did just do.
Tage Thompson plus 8,000, Sabres on the money line, Dahlin two assists.
You already have it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm down. That is, well, I bet a weird amount because I had a little buyout.
You bet 67.
I bet $12.18, and that pays $1,400. Hey, you know, he's got to get a hat trick sooner or later.
Does he? He pays how much?
$1,400.
$1,400?
Yeah.
For $12?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't make this bet?
That's what I'm saying. That's why, you know, this business plan, people have been showing up at all hours. Like, where's the Tage Thompson hat trick business plan? Like, we've been closed. He's plus 4,500 most nights, and I can't, that is not a sustainable model for the Tage Thompson hat trick business plan. Tonight, he's plus 8,000. Like, someone on Twitter alerted me. I'm like, giddy up. Let's go. Now, it's not perfect because I'm not doing it every night. And so, like, every night doing it the last couple of years, I make back all the money I've spent and then some, like, twofold. But not doing it, like, doing it randomly, just, you know, my chances of hitting it are going to be slimmer. But I don't like it when the odds are so lousy.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, I haven't gotten burned. Like, he hasn't hit a hat trick on one of these nights where he's, like, almost half of what he is tonight.
It did happen once last year.
Yes, I did miss one last year. It was not my intent to miss. I went to a concert and just didn't have time to get the bet in, and that was how it goes. But then he hit another one later in the year. It's been a rousing success.
Think of all the money you're up by not having bet all these other games where he didn't get a hat trick.
That's right. I'm doing great.
That's where I get into bad math when it comes to money, because to me those are winnings, but there's no actual money.
Right.
It's a little bit of a stretch to consider that winnings.
Yeah.
There's no money. So what did you really win? You just didn't lose. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.